There's a certain movie out this week that caught our eye. It's called Snatched, and it features two generations of funny women, Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer. They play a mom and a daughter vacationing together in Ecuador, and it seems like an awesome on-screen pairing, although the trailer for the movie, which we should say is a little bit raunchy, well, we'll just play it and you can make up your own mind.
Let's go out tonight.
Hair, makeup, boobs, we're going out.
Emily, I am not going out at night.
Everything shouldn't be so scary.
Oh, it damn well should. 1 in 4 tourists are kidnapped.
A little Wanda Sykes there at the end. We wanted to know if this was really a good movie, so we called up Linda Holmes. She is NPR's pop culture reporter. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Rachel.
So you pay attention to a movie that stars Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer. That's a lot of star comedy power.
Sure.
Is this a movie I should go see?
I liked it. I thought it was really funny. There's a lot of shared DNA between this movie and this kind of tradition of comedies with funny women in them. It was written by Katie Dippold, who also wrote The Heat,
yeah.
which I really liked.
Yeah.
It was executive produced by Paul Feig. He did Bridesmaids and Spy. It's also in the tradition of movies about you stay out all night running away from bad guys. That's happened with Bad Guys in New York, Bad Guys in L.A., Bad Guys Anywhere.
It's a good formula.
It is a good formula. I will say the caveat about this movie is there is a danger that when it's bad guys in Ecuador, you wind up in that place of, you know, people in other countries are scary. For me, the movie stayed out of that rut in part because everyone in it is a cartoon, including Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn. And there's also a caricature of kind of the American Indiana Jones type.
Uh-huh.
So everybody
is getting
lampooned.
About it.
But I'll be interested to see how that conversation goes, because I think it will strike some people that way.
So you talk about the cartoonish nature of it. I mean, that's what Goldie Hawn does well.
Yes.
When I think back at her movies, she broke ground doing that kind of comedy.
Right.
And for people who aren't familiar with Goldie Hawn, shame on you, first of all. Second of all, let's play a clip from one of my favorite movies, Private Benjamin.
Look, to be truthful with you, I can't sleep in a room with 20 strangers.
Oh, dear.
And, I mean, look at this place. The army couldn't afford drapes. I mean, I'll be up at the crack of dawn here.
I mean, she's kind of playing up these feminine stereotypes.
Right. A lot of her history is playing women who are in a place they didn't expect to be. In that one, she's in the army and she's complaining essentially about the conditions not being fancy enough. There's also one called Overboard where she winds up taking care of a man and his kids. And she's
Kurt Russell!
Exactly. She's a rich lady and winds up with this kind of working class dude. And there is a moment in Snatched where you see some imagery of Goldie Hawn when she was younger, which to me kind of salutes that long and really fun career that she's had, that you'll see if you see the movie.
So this plays to her strengths, this film.
I think it does. And I think she's an interesting pairing with Amy Schumer, because Goldie Hawn, of course, came up when being a funny woman required a lot more lightness of touch. People were much more picky about what kind of funny woman you could be. Amy Schumer is much more bawdy and raunchy, not as much in this movie as and other stuff. Whereas Goldie Hawn was kind of the big blinky-eyed, you know?
Makes you wonder if Goldie Hawn looks at Amy Schumer and says, ah, I wish I could have been you back in the day.
Maybe.
But I wasn't allowed.
They have lovely chemistry. They do well.
So does this mean that we don't have to talk about women and comedy and how exceptional that is anymore?
It is amazing to look back as recently as Bridesmaids. People saying, like, will people go to a comedy that's all a bunch of women? Yes. Quiet. Done. Stop. That's what I say.
I think we should leave it there. NPR's Linda Holmes. Thanks so much, Linda.
Thanks, Rachel.